Good afternoon. We will spend another afternoon under the influence of that large upper-level disturbance situated just to the north of Cape Cod. Its circulation has been affecting our weather for the better part of the last 5 days, producing scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time. This afternoon will be no different. Skies will be mostly cloudy. With breaks of sunshine, temperatures will manage to reach the upper 70s and lower 80s once again. But the instability that warming creates with the cool pool of air overhead will generate more showers, bursts of rain, and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours for a brief period of time. The showers will tend to last into the evening hours before diminishing after sunset, and it'll be quiet overnight with mostly cloudy skies and areas of fog developing once again with lows back into the lower to mid-60s. That system that's been hanging out along the East Coast for the last several days will gradually nudge to the east and over the open western Atlantic Ocean, leaving us with much drier weather on Thursday. There's some hint that a couple of showers could spill in from the north still. However, most of us will have a mix of sun and clouds and highs bouncing back into the middle and upper 80s. More energy will push around that system on Friday as a ridge of high pressure begins to build in. With that energy, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms to round out the work week with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it looks like the holiday weekend will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday. There is the risk of a thunderstorm on Sunday afternoon, but it's small, and highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. Another chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, despite the calendar flipping over to July, temperatures continue to feel more like late spring in the northwest, thanks to a large upper-level trough over that region. Today's highs will not be as cool as yesterday, but will still range between 10 and 20 degrees below normal. Lingering showers will stick around the region tomorrow, but drier conditions will return for the latter portion of the week. Ahead of that trough, a pair of fronts will be responsible for areas of strong thunderstorms and flash flooding across portions of the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee valleys. Rainfall rates could exceed 2 inches per hour within these thunderstorms, and given low flash flood guidance values in parts of the Mississippi Valley and Deep South, a slight risk for excessive rainfall is in place for today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Altus, Oklahoma, to a low of 26 at McKay, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a few showers and storms, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 99, set in 1913. And the record low, 45, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few scattered showers and storms today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. More scattered showers this evening than drying out overnight tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs around 80. A few scattered showers and storms this evening, then dry but mostly cloudy overnight tonight in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mainly dry, mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds for the 4th of July on Saturday in the mid-80s. And partly sunny on Sunday, just an isolated thunderstorm in the upper 80s. A better chance at scattered showers and storms Monday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s. And partly sunny in the mid-80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.